Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 23rd day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Gittin, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Dalad. A woman who says to his shliach, Havei Ligiti, bring me my get. She made the shliach a shliach havor, which means it's only going to be get when she gets it in her hand. He is not a shliach lekabal. And she happens to be a wife of a kohen. While she's married to the kohen, she can eat truma. As soon as she's divorced, she can't. Says the Mishnah, Ocheles v'truma, she can continue eating truma, ad sheyagia get liyada, until the get reaches her hand. As long as it hasn't reached her hand, she's not yet divorced. And that's because she made the shliach a shliach ha'alocha or ha'vah to bring the get. However, if she says to the shliach, hiskabe legiti, accept the get for me, she made the shliach shliach lekabola, which means as soon as it reaches his hand, she's divorced. Asura lechol b'trumayat. She's immediately, as soon as that shliach steps out the door, she cannot eat truma anymore. Why? Because maybe he received the get as soon as he walked out the door. And then she's automatically divorced. And therefore, until she knows for sure, she's a sofik grusha, a doubt, and the sofik grusha is not allowed to eat truma. What happens if she says to a shliach, Hiskabel ligiti b'mokem ployni? I want you to receive the get for me, on my behalf. She made a shliach kabbalah. But she said, accept it in that place over there. Ocheles b'truma, she can eat truma, ad she'egia get lo samokem. Until the get will be reached in that place. We estimate how long it would take the shliach to get there, and until he would get there, or that period of time, she can still eat truma. The Gemara actually says that what the Mishnah's intention is, that if the shliach received the get in another place, it will not be a get until he brings it to that place that she said to him. And that's what the Mishnah says, ad sheyagia get lasamokam, until it reaches that place. And therefore the Gemara asks the obvious question. Well, even if he doesn't receive the get in that place, then the whole get's possible. What do you mean? We're assuming she can keep on eating it until he arrives at that place. But if he doesn't arrive at that place, then the whole get is possible anyway, as we said in the previous Mishnah. And they respond that we're talking here about in our Mishnah a case where she said the following: accept the get for me in a certain place, in place X. But sometimes my husband will be found in place Y. And by adding those words, it seems that she's not overly fussed about the fact that the shliach will accept the get in another place. And the reason she said, accept me the get in that place, she just meant, really, wherever you find my husband, take from him the get. But wherever you take it from him, it won't be a valid get. I don't want it to be effective that I'm divorced until you arrive at that place. And that's why she can keep on eating truma until the get arrives at that place. Rabbi Eliezer argues. He said no. He says as soon as that shliach steps out of that house, she's not allowed to eat from anymore. Ah, why? She said that he should mekabel the good in a certain place. And the reason is because Rabbi Eliezer holds, as we've said earlier on, that if a woman says, accept my get in a certain place, and he accepted it and elsewhere, the get will still be kosher. So because Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his shitta, he's more lax in terms of being able to accept the get another place. For this reason, she has to eat truma. She has to stop eating truma straight away. Mishnah Hay. Ha'omer, one who says to two people, Kisvu get usnul ishti, write a get and give it to my wife. Or he said, Gorshua, divorce her. Or he said, Kisvu igeris usnula, write a letter and give it to her. Igeris was the expression used for the get. It stands for igeris shvukin, the igeris of departure. That's actually written in the get, that Aramaic expression. In all these cases, hara'elu yichtuvu v'yitna, then the two edim, or the two people that he said this to, shall write the get, have the authority to write it, and give the get as well. Because all these expressions mean that he wants the get to take place. And when he says the word garshuha, divorcer, that includes writing the get, giving the get. But if the husband uses another expression like pitruha, pitruha means make her exempt. Parnasuha, give her parnasa. Asula kanimus, give her what the law says. Asula karoi, do to her what she deserves. All these expressions don't mean necessarily divorce. Patrua, for example, could mean patrua, release her from her debts. Panasua could mean take care of her panasa. Asula kinimas could mean, or asula karoi means, give her food and give her appropriate clothing. And therefore, in terms of a get, leomar klum, he hasn't said anything. And if these people that hear this write the get and they give it to her, it's an absolute null and void. The get is null and void whatsoever. Barushayna hoyu oimrim, earlier, in the earlier times, the Chachamim said, Hayotze bakol, that if a person's going out in chains, he's sentenced to death in there, he's been put in the chains. Va'omar, and a person, and he says to two people, Kisvagat lishti, write a get for my wife, even if he doesn't add the word usnu and give it. That's enough that they can write it and give it. Why? Because we say that even though normally, until a husband says give it, they can't give the get. But here we say that he meant to say that, but he was so concerned about his death penalty and sentence that he just forgot to say it. He didn't finish his words. But he means to say, give her the get. Write it and give it. But then, that was initially, they limited to that type of a case, to say that we understand his words as being and give it. However, Chazru Lomar, then the Chachamim went even further, and they said, Afa Mefarish, also a person who set sail, going on a trip on the ocean, Havayotze Bashyara, if a person's going with a traveling group, they're going somewhere where dangerous roads and dangerous paths, and then he says, Kis get lishti, write a get for my wife, that in that situation too, even though he didn't add the word and give it, that's already enough authority for them to write and give it. Again, for the same reason, they're panicking. He's panicking. He's going on an ocean trip. He's going with a group of people in a place where it's dangerous. So we say that he meant to say, give it. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Yomer, he says even more, Afa Masukin, also if a person is dangerously ill. And he says, Kis forget lishti, we write it and give it to her. Some say that every choyla, every sick person, is cheskasanakana. That's Meiri learns. The Rambam learns what the Mishnah means by mesukan. Dangerous is a person who had a swift turn for the bad, and all of a sudden he felt the sickness becoming heavy on him suddenly. So that too would be called mesukan. And if he didn't say the word utno, we'll have to give it. We can give it.